Today, we, Robert and I, want to talk about how to produce raspberries in pots.
Welcome to Gardeners Radio by Lubera Edibles, the podcast for professional gardeners. We are talking about edible plants.
My name is Frederik Vollert, and at Lubera Edibles, I'm responsible for product development. My guest today is Robert Meyerhofer. Robert, would you please introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Robert. I'm the production and nursery manager of Lubera.com in our Swiss nursery. And I think I'm here today to talk about cultivation of raspberries. And I have a question to start, Frederik. How important are raspberry plants in the garden market?
I think it's very important for us, for Lubera Edibles. It's the most important plant of the total amount. So raspberries, we sell raspberries. The whole amount of raspberries we sell is the biggest of all cultures, of all young plants we sell. And I think this is an indicator of the whole market. So that's because raspberries mostly were planted in a row. So you normally need three plants per meter. So that's why it's very important. I think the from the salt number of plants, I think it's just behind strawberries, because strawberries are planted more close and will be planted much more regularly.
Okay, and I think also strawberries and also raspberries have to replant every few years. Strawberry you plant every 2 to 3 years new in the garden, and the raspberry all, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years you make a new plantation.
So, Robert, you are the responsible man at Lubera for producing raspberries. I know you get regularly a delivery of a lot of raspberry young plants you have to care about. On which time of the year you are potting raspberries?
I want to answer nearly the whole year around, but that's not right. But the time range where you can pot raspberries is very long, so you could start, I would say, in March with the first one, we stop with the latest one in beginning of August. Depends what you want to produce. So if you start with potting begin mid of March, you have to show that the young plants you get are dormant, so you can pot it and place it outside, or maybe also in a tunnel, and you have not to think about late frosts in spring. And then the production time is a little bit longer is in summertime, but for late season sales, so mid end of May or beginning of June, you could have new fresh raspberries. We pot the biggest amount of raspberries in June, so the June potted raspberries are almost all for selling in next spring. So we start potting in mid to end of June and cut it back normally 2 to 3 times until mid or end of August, and afterwards we only cut it on the high where we want to sell the plants. The latest raspberries we pot is in beginning of August. Also these raspberries can nearly finish, or you have raspberries where you can cut back completely in winter to regrow, and you have new grown raspberries end of April, beginning of May. And we have raspberries where we put beginning of June for sales in mid-end of July and then August. So the culture in summer, you can produce without cutting back raspberries in a 1.3 liter pot in 5 to 6 weeks. That's possible.
Just a wheat culture, yes. Like bedding plants,
yes.
Or something like,
yes.
So which pot sizes you producing raspberries?
We're producing raspberries in the most in a 1.3 liter pot, and also a few, or not a few, also we produce in a 5 liter pot. In 5 liter pot, the most varieties are our lowberry varieties, the compact grown raspberries. And we use 2 young plants for 1 pot.
So you directly put 2 dormant young plants from our dormant young plants from from the 60 cell tray directly into a 5 liter container.
Yes, the cultures we putting those in, I think end of March, beginning of April, 2 plants in a 5 liter pot. We cut once. And then leaf grow, and we sell the plants in July, mid of July, with buds on it.
Mm-hmm. So we have talked about the time of potting and the pot sizes. So what about substrate and fertilizer? Anything you have to care about?
No, it's not too complicated. You have to look for that the substrate is not too fine, because raspberries don't like it wet. So also when you produce raspberries in a small pot, don't use too fine substrate. And the fertilizer, we use
a long range fertilizer.
Not too much. We use 2.5 to 3 kilo per cubic meter soil.
And what about cutting? I've heard a lot of things about cutting raspberries. Are there do's and don't do's? So
yes, I would say don't cut too deep. So in summertime, when the plant's growing, only cut the top of the raspberries and never cut deep that there are no leaves on it, because when the plants in summer have no leaves on it, they will not regrow or could not regrow. Only cut the tips back, and if it's too late, not go too deep, so leave them growing or go higher with the cutting level, don't cut too deep.
So when is the perfect time to make the first cut? Do you have it? It depends on the time after potting, or on the height of the new shoots, or
both? When you pot in March, you can't say you have the same time as you pot in June. So normally, I think the most plants are potted in May, June, and beginning of July. I would say the perfect time is after 3 weeks after potting. So when the most tips are that high, then you can get it with the cutting machine. And when you are too late, 1 or 2 weeks, and the plants are too high, cut higher, not cut deep as you want, because you will lose plants.
So don't wait too long for the first cut.
Yeah, of course.
Just cut.
And also when you not can cut all tips in one cut, make it a second time. It's better than waiting longer and you have to go too deep.
And what about the latest possible cut?
So we make the normal lettuce cutting where we want growth, I would say begin of August, end of July, begin of August, and then we cut until begin of September, mid of September, only on the high we want. Afterwards we stop cutting, and the plants which are growing in September and October, the shoots we will cut back in winter time when the plant is dormant.
Mm-hmm. What about the stick? Do you give your plants a bamboo stick, or is it not needed for your plants?
We're selling plants, not bamboo sticks, so we produce in a 1.3 liter and we not need a very big plant. So most of them, when we cut it right, are straight and need no cane. I would say maybe 20% of the plants are not straight, and then we give a cane and put it on the cane.
Mm-hmm. And do you make a difference in the production, in the whole production process, between floricane and primocane raspberries, or just only raspberries?
Only raspberries. No, we make no difference between summer and autumn varieties, but we make a few, it's not too much, a few differences in the varieties. For example, the summer variety Sunnybell is one which are not regrow after cutting very well. So normally we cut Sunnybell only once and very early. And when you, for example, cut it back in mid or end of July, they will not regrow.
We also discovered this in our young plant production. I know it's Sunnybell especially. That's the reason why we normally have Sunnybell available as an overwintered young plant. Mm-hmm. So it's... you have it, Sunnybell in spring production. It could be when the temperatures in the greenhouses are too low, it could be that they will stop. What about overwintering? How do you make your overwintering? Is there something special, or?
No, there's nothing special. We have two nurseries, one in northern Germany and one in Switzerland, completely different climates. And in both locations, raspberries are outside in pot, and it's good. I think the worst thing could be too much water in winter, but we have also in Bad Zwischenahn, in our northern Germany nursery, wet winters, and normally we have no problems with overwintering.
Also in Burgund, it's a very different between the climate conditions.
Of course, so. Yeah.
And no problem?
No, in Switzerland we have cold winters, and also high differences between the temperatures. We are in a south-north valley, the Rhone Valley, with fern, high winds with high temperatures also in winter. But we can also get minus 15 degrees, and it's no problem with raspberries.
Okay. Are there any other important things I've not asked you, or if all?
I think we're talking about all. So
okay,
for me,
yeah.
It's okay.
Then we are at the end of this podcast. Robert, I will thank you for answering all of my questions, and thank you for you listeners and viewers. And if you have any questions or any comments, also production questions to Robert, you can mail me directly to frederik.vollert@luberedibles.com, and your production questions I will forward to Robert. And if you are interested in all the things we are doing, you can subscribe our newsletter on luberedibles.com/ newsletter.
Thanks for hearing Gardeners Radio by Lubero Edibles. You find us on every platform for podcasts, Spotify, Apple, and of course on our website www.luberoedibles.com. Go on gardening.